Cuomo has been so focused on a massive state infrastructure upgrade that even the slogan for the governor's 2016 agenda is called Built to Lead.
It's a development initiative that would make Governor Rockefeller jealous.
But his budget proposal does not clearly outline how he will pay for everything from adding a third track to the Long Island Railroad, revamping Penn Station, and spending $22 billion on road and bridge repairs upstate.
You do have to take this capital plan with a grain of salt,
says E.J. McMahon with the fiscally conservative Empire Center.
This $100 billion package isn't, I don't think will ever add up to actually $100 billion worth of development. And a lot of it, what does happen, will happen in a different way and on a different schedule than the governor may have implied.
A large portion of the money, including for upgrades of the JFK and LaGuardia airports and Penn Station, will come from private money and from capital funds from the Port Authority, which the legislature does not have to sign off on. A new tunnel under the Hudson to connect New York and New Jersey transit would be funded by the federal government, according to Cuomo's budget figures. And though the governor has pledged $8.3 billion to the MTA's mass transit plan, only $1 billion is actually appropriated in the new state budget. The rest of the state's promised share might have to be borrowed through the authority. Tammy Gammerman, with the budget watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission, has also analyzed the budget plans.
Most of the money for these projects is not contained within the state budget.
And she says the spending plan leaves many unanswered questions. But she says the $22 billion for fixing upstate roads and bridges does seem to be in the budget.
The only money that's really in the state budget right now is for projects that go through the state's Department of Transportation. And there is more money in there for roads and bridges. There's additional money for housing and for water infrastructure.
Governor Cuomo also pledged to rein in spending for the sixth year in a row.
I will submit a $145 billion budget that spends an additional 1.7%, less than our 2% spending limit.
But those spending restrictions seem to come at the expense of New York City, where the governor has had a long-running feud with its mayor, Bill de Blasio. Cuomo wants to reverse a policy where the state pays for increased Medicaid costs, which go up every year, and give those cost increases back to the city to pay for. He also proposes increasing the city's share to pay for the City University of New York's budget. Those changes could cost the city $1 billion. The left-leaning Working Families Party, which has had its own battles with Cuomo, calls the cuts drastic, and Mayor de Blasio has vowed to fight them. Gammerman says analysts at Citizens Budget Commission were also shocked when they saw the details.
It's an unfunded mandate on New York City.
McMahon with the Empire Center says the cuts can't be explained any other way than as part of a political fight.
It really does seem to be like kicking sand in his face.
The proposed cuts have generated many negative news stories, and Governor Cuomo made two impromptu appearances on public radio and the cable news channel New York One to defend them.
They want to look at what they call cuts towards New York City, and frankly, they don't want to look at the positive.
The governor says the spending reductions are aimed at streamlining what he calls the bureaucracy at the health departments and university systems. And he says the cuts will be offset from all of the infrastructure projects he's planned, as well as a $20 billion plan to house the homeless. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.